Many kids dream of being rock stars, and for most of them, the dreams will go unfulfilled, sorry to say. But the unlikelihood of fame and fortune isn't discouraging new songwriters. Now, two of the organizations that help writers collect royalties say their membership has skyrocketed over the last decade. NPR's Laura Seidel finds out why.
It's open mic night at the Bazaar Cafe in San Francisco.
It's called Running Red Lights.
A musician who calls himself Porter steps up with a guitar and a harmonica strapped around his neck.
Say I don't love you, no lying. Not free yet, feel my freedom is dying. Lights in my head turn from green to red. So I'm running, running, running away from you.
The small cafe is packed, though it's mostly packed with other singer-songwriters. Porter is 27, and he's making his first album at a local studio, even though he doesn't have a recording contract.
The indie music scene has gone beyond record labels now. We don't need Sony giving us $200 million to make an album. We can cut an album fairly cheaply, and the quality is still there, and you can play in so many places online. You can get online like CD Baby and all that, and you're distributing to all the places. You don't need a label anymore.
Porter is also signed up with ASCAP. That's one of the major organizations that collects royalties for songwriters. They keep track of when songs are played on the radio, in clubs, and online, and divide up the royalties. So he might even collect a few cents for NPR airplay. Artists used to wait until they had a recording contract to sign up with ASCAP, but not anymore. Phil Crossland, vice president of marketing at ASCAP.
Mobile devices, certainly radio, television, video games are going through the roof in terms of music use. Film and television, even musical theater is more popular than ever.
Membership is soaring in ASCAP and BMI, the two biggest performing rights organizations. Over the last decade, ASCAP membership has quadrupled. One of its 375,000 members is Jess Furman. Furman doesn't think she will make her money selling CDs. After all, record sales are down by half over the last decade.
If you're an artist, you're trying to make money, the best thing would be getting your song on a TV show or getting it in a film, and you get paid residuals for whenever that airs. So I think that, you know, artists now, you're looking at all those multiple income streams because the sales have kind of dried up.
Furman is an unsigned singer-songwriter.
'Cause it's gone. Wonder if it was gone all along. Wonder if it always felt this wrong, 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 not loving you.
So far, Furman hasn't seen much money from ASCAP. She made between $500 and $800 after a short snippet of one of her songs played on MTV in Europe and Latin America. Not exactly a living. And without a label, Furman says she has to keep track of her own music, fill out forms, and alert ASCAP about where it plays. A lot of independent musicians find that without a label, they are their own bookkeepers, publicists, designers, bookers.
And what started out as this enthusiasm started to lead to this kind of slumped shoulders feeling of like, yeah, I can do it all myself. Great. Now that means I have to.
Derek Sivers founded CD Baby in 1997, one of the first online outlets for unsigned musicians. There's also an imprecise side of how ASCAP does its work. The owner of the Bazaar Cafe has put up a large sign on the wall, easily seen from the audience as the musicians perform. It reads, ASCAP and BMI want my dough. If you play covers, out you go. Owner Les Wisner says he doesn't want to pay royalty fees because he doesn't trust that ASCAP can keep track of what gets played in his cafe.
They have no procedure. They have no way of knowing who would have performed what songs here.
But dreams of being a successful musician never die. Musician Alex Stein says he's hopeful he'll see royalties someday, but he's not holding his breath.
No. No, no, I'm not. At the same time, I'm not, like, condemning ASCAP or anything. I know a lot of people that it's worked for.
But those are the lucky few. ASCAP says even though the royalty pool is growing, 20% of their members get 80% of the dough. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.